This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome in back to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The full-time report begins right now with Abe Gordon and John Nelson of Soccer Down Here. Before we get into the analysis, the manager of Atlanta United, Ronnie Dyla, caught up with Madison Cruz, also of Soccer Down Here, just moments ago down on the field.
Ronnie, what did you like about the first half performance from your side?
We were totally in control. They had something happened in the first minute there. There was a cross. That's the only thing they had. We had a fantastic, nice goal. We had the ball a lot. We should create more. When we have so much ball in the last third of the pitch, in the break we talked about that, but then we go out again and concede a goal after 10 seconds, then we make it so difficult for us, and a second also. So they scored on almost everything they have. It's too easy again. We cannot concede 3 goals every time, and they score on almost everything they have. That is then it makes it so difficult for us, and then we have to chase it again. We go for getting back. They get 3-1 in a counter-attack, and then we come back and we have so many chances as well when we should have something out of the game. But it's deja vu. It's very difficult to accept, I have to say that.
We saw Efrain Morales get subbed out right before the second half. What went into that decision?
He was injured. Not injured, but he couldn't continue.
Going into this next match against Seattle, what do you want to see change heading in from this weekend of training, heading into that match?
So many things we can take with us from the game, but we cannot concede 3 goals. That's the main thing. We have to be better defensively in these things. And it's too easy. It's an establish of the 10 seconds in the second half. I don't know. We have talked a lot about what happens after breaks, also in the start of the games. But maybe when we overtalk it, it gets bigger. So it's difficult to say something about.
Thank you, Ronnie. Thank you.
Little bit of confusion there, and I'm sure we'll get it cleaned up from Ronnie Dyla when we hit the press conference, because that was the big question,
yeah,
John. We'll get into a full analysis here, but obviously the halftime substitution of Efrain Morales, and we'll talk about how great a first half it was for Atlanta United. 21 seconds in, though, and it's now a level ball game here. And we didn't really get much of an announcement or any notification in the press box here. Right there, Ronnie Dyla, it sounded like he started to say that he was injured. Then with Maddie, he walked it back. He said he was not injured but couldn't continue. Maybe it's just he didn't want to get into specifics or something like that.
So I will take that information and sit there and go, that is a point that we need clarification on.
Yeah.
When he sits in for the press conference, I will be listening for that question and the answer that Ronnie gives, because you still had your backline trying to organize itself and try to figure out, okay, you hear, and you hear to get your back four squared away. And you end up getting the goal scored by Toklamati, and it's 1-1, and then everything just goes downhill from there. So I will be –
Well, I don't know if you assumed it. I think all of us on press row sat and watched the first half and said that was a good first half.
Why
are you making any changes?
Right.
And so the obvious result out of that would be that we expected that Efrain Morales picked up some sort of injury either – during halftime, during the first half, during warm-up, something happened to where he felt he couldn't go. But then interesting choice of words there because, again, maybe I misheard it. Maybe you heard it differently. I thought he said he was injured, and then he walked it back and said he wasn't injured, but he couldn't continue. I don't necessarily know what that means. So to your point, hopefully we get a little bit of clarification there. Let's talk shortly before Ronnie Dyla takes to the podium.
Sure.
About this first half.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, let me do the stats here before we get to that, because I know I'll get cut off one way or the other by the press conference. The statistical recap is brought to you by Emory, the official team healthcare provider of Atlanta United. Atlanta United had 55% possession of 45% for Charlotte. 20 shots for Atlanta United to a total of 8 for Charlotte. 6 on goal for Atlanta, 4 for Charlotte. The XG 1.8 to 1.4 in favor of Atlanta United. I wrote this down as we went along, not knowing how the game would play out in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote down 1-0 at halftime. Felt like it could have been more. Very strong first half performance. But I also told some of the guys in the press box, it was a nice first half. You'll certainly take it. But, man, you did feel like there was another goal or two somewhere in there left on the table. And considering not just what happened, but what we kind of have known, John, about Atlanta United in recent matches, struggles coming out of halftime. Again, I didn't know it was going to happen. It certainly did. But you're thinking, it's only 1-0. Can they get through the first 15 minutes? Blah, blah, blah. It's a good half, but you felt like something was left.
Yeah, you had the early chance, the flick header by Miranchuk 8 minutes before you scored.
Mm-hmm.
In the 11th minute, you had the early opportunity. Then you end up with the goal in the 19th. And Atlanta United, looking and breaking it down, you mentioned the full stats. So first half, Atlanta had 5-2 in total shots, no saves either side. Obviously had more passes. They had more tackles. One yellow card each. You end up with one shot. The only shot on target. The only shot on target in the first half was Atlanta United's, and it was the goal. Two total shots in the first half for Charlotte. Nothing on target. Everything off target. Inside the 18. Brad had a couple of saves early on. He had the one save. I want to say it was in the fourth minute, and then there was another one where he had an opportunity to make a save, and so. Brad is keeping everything in front of him. They had the one big chance missed. You had all of three fouls and everything. And so it wasn't one of those halves for Charlotte where you're sitting there and you're going, yeah, I feel threatened by this bunch. But then second half numbers, just to kind of split it up a little bit, Atlanta had 58% possession, but when you're chasing a match and, you know, you're trying to come up with equalizers and so on, yes, you're going to have more possession because Charlotte ceded it. Two big chances, 14 shots for Atlanta United second half, once again, as you're chasing a match. Christian Kolina, and I don't think
I was going to bring this up later, yeah.
Kolina.
Go ahead and say it.
He had one of those Kolina moments.
I said probably his best game of the season.
And you had Kolina this season has proved himself to be mortal at times.
Right.
Not the Christian Kolina that we're used to seeing, winner of the Golden Glove and all those kinds of things. But he had a couple of moments in the second half where Atlanta
– two specific saves come to mind. Yeah.
Right. And so you had Christian Kolina, of course, turn into old Christian Kolina in a second half where Atlanta United's chasing. So 19 total shots for Atlanta United in the second half – or in the overall. In the second half, 14 total shots to 6. 5 corners to 2, obviously had more passes. 9 free kicks out of the 12 in the second half as well. 14 shots to 6, 5 on target compared to 4. Shots on target, 7 off target, but once again, you're trying to chase the match there at that point. So understand that when you break things down into the numbers that they are, you break it down a half at a time. Atlanta United with the larger numbers in the second half because they're trying to chase the match.
Couple other compliments I want to hand out in a moment before we get to Ronnie Dyla, but I also want to hear your thoughts on man of the match tonight.
Man of the match. Okay, so I have it broken down in a couple of different things. I can go with the easy route and give it to Bart again. I'm ceding, not giving it to Bart for the third match in a row.
Before we do that, let's actually hear from Ronnie Dyla. Maybe he'll change your mind. Ronnie Dyla, post match press conference down at the podium.
Can you explain?
Just look at the goals. The first goal, they had one header in the first half after 1 minute. That was what they had in the first half. They had I think they had 12 touches in the box today. 12 touches. It's a 1-2 on the side. It goes wide. We had 3-1 in the center of the pitch, plus goalkeeper. We lose the challenge and they go in to score. The second goal, they come in through the center of the pitch for the first time maybe during the 55 minutes we have played. And then we have 3-1 against Sa. He bombs Matt and then come in between and then scores. The third one is, of course, we go higher and we try to go for the game. But it's also like we turn our back to the goal. So it's the same things over and over again. So we have we scored 2 goals. We could have scored more, but you cannot go and think that you have to score 4 goals every time you're going to win a football game. So it's the same story. Soft, no character. That is what I would describe it as. And that's just blame me. You can blame everybody, but in the end, it's me who's responsible for this. And today, I'm very. It's tough. It's tough to sit and watch these kind of things because I think we should win today. That's like that's gonna be crazy that we don't do.
Was Morales? Did he suffer an injury? Is that why you subbed him off?
Yeah, he couldn't continue. So he not injury, but he say I can't sprint anymore. He felt it every pass he had in the end of the first half. So that was something I have to do. And then I had the chance to put Luis on, but I knew also that Derek maybe needed the last 90 minutes because he hasn't trained for a long time. And I knew that then Matt was the next one to have in into there. And then I would, if he's going to play fullback, he will be tired and then had to do something there. So I put him in there. So that's the thinking about that. But it was a difficult decision.
And then the first 2 goals they scored were in that segment between the 46th and 60th minute, where y'all now have, I think it's a minus 14 goal difference now this season. Can you explain just why the team is so flat in that 15-minute stretch?
So if I could answer that, I would do something with it. I cannot answer it. It's I don't know. I cannot answer it. The last thing we talked about before I said now, I can tell you they're going to come out in a different tempo because they are not satisfied with that first half. And they've come out as a different race. We have to be on the top of concentration and aggression when we go out on the pitch. And then it's a 1-2 and it's a soft ball into the and we concede. So it's tough. It's tough to talk about. That's where we are.
Coach, you gave Luke Brennan his first start today. What did you make of his performance?
I think he works hard defensively. He has, you see, he is physically good. He needs to take players more on 1v1. He needs to dare more in the last third of the pitch. It was like getting the ball, playing backwards. And then he needs to be more, taking more chances. But of course, this was his first game from the start. And that's always a little bit tough at home as well. So, it's a start.
Well, there you have it, the voice of Ronnie Dyla, and I know we got to hit a break here shortly. Let's try and clear one thing up. It was clarified, I guess. Once again, he repeated that he couldn't continue. He went into a little more detail there at the podium, Ronnie Dyla did, about the substitution of Efren Morales at halftime. I guess Efren told him he couldn't sprint anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what that means if it's not an injury. Maybe he didn't want to use the term injury.
Yeah.
Maybe it was still a physical. Like when I think of someone who can't sprint, I'm like, all right, maybe he has a calf strain or something. Like something's going on physically. Maybe you don't want to use the term injury
I would say issue over injury.
But are you assuming it is something physical?
If you can't sprint as a soccer player, then you can't be. You know, you can't be a part of the defensive structure that Ronnie Dyla wants you to do.
Yeah.
For all of that. So no, I understand. I can go with the differentiation because you don't have an official diagnosis. Because if a player tells me I can't do X, then you take the player at their word, and then the player goes and gets analyzed and, you know, examined, what have you. So if you don't have complete information, I understand Ronnie Dylett delineating the idea of, okay, he told me he could no longer sprint. Like I said, we don't have an official diagnosis. Yeah. That's where I'm going.
I guess where I'm trying to make certain that I feel the same way about this, John, and I do. I assume it's something physical because Efren is a younger guy. This should not be a match compression issue, mm-mm, a tired compression coming out of halftime, anything like that. Yeah. So we'll wait to find out more over the course of the next couple of days. I'd imagine we'll get something on that. Real quick before we get to break, you were talking about Sleash there as a potential man of the match.
Yeah.
And you were going to present another option. Who might that be?
I'm going to give it to Tristan Mühlenbach, considering he scored his first goal since September of 2023.
Should have had a second. Tough.
So 72 minutes tonight, had the one goal. The XA, but a .3. 39 touches, 28 to 30 passing at 93%. Two shots on target, had the one shot off target, one a duel tonight as well, had one total tackle and one dribble pass. So I'll give it to Tristan, understanding fully well that Bart Sleash,
once again,
ridiculous.
Yeah, and we you know, it's gotten to the point where we have to just centrally focus on the job that he does.
Yeah.
Tonight we'll focus on a late defensive play that we'll talk about. We have to break first, but we will talk about that, among other things. I do have some other thoughts as well. You've already mentioned some of them. We'll also go back to something that Ronnie Dylett said, where there wasn't any slurring of the words or confusion of what the message was there in regards to something he had to say in his post-match press conference. So we'll break that all down on the other side. He is John Nelson of Soccer Down Here. I am Abe Gordon. It is a 3-2 loss for Atlanta United at home, the middle match of a three-game homestand. Coming back in 5 minutes, it is the Full-Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
and the game. Welcome back to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Atlanta United falls to Charlotte FC 3-2. Going to get to the highlights in just a moment. Also going to talk about a couple of members of Atlanta United, if not this segment, in the next couple. I want to talk about Bartosz Lisz. I want to talk about Luke Brennan. There's a couple other things to get to. But Ronnie Dyla, a couple moments ago in our first segment, did not mince words.
Three words in a row.
And you normally take notes. I even wrote these down. Now, because I'm typing, I just hit the caps lock button so I don't have to underline them and put them in bold.
Can you read my handwriting here?
I'll take a look at the one I typed out here, but they are the same words. He said it was soft with no character.
Soft, no character.
Soft, no character. Now, he tried to kind of pull that back place the blame on him.
But that's what he does.
Ron. But you don't say those words referring to yourself.
But at the end of the day, Ronnie Dyla is the kind of coach and the kind of gentleman that will sit there and say, you know, look, I'm the top of the pyramid. Buck stops here. It's on me. Whatever aspect of communication you want to tie that to.
Yeah.
Ronnie Dyla, at the end of the day, is going to sit there and say, "This is on me. I'm the coach. This is what goes down." But those three words that he mentioned are going to stick with a lot of folks. Soft, no character.
Yeah, there's been a number of instances throughout the course of the season here, John, and it's John Nelson of Soccer down here, Abe Gordon in the press box at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. There's been instances where he's kind of loosely said that, you know, this team isn't as physical as I would like them. They haven't really gotten their identity. He obviously talked about the set-piece defending this week. I think he called that soft as well. Certainly frustrated. But this one, again, I'm probably looking too deep into it. This one felt more of a direct comment on the team than him. And you know, again, words can be misconstrued at times. And I wasn't there looking at him and looking at the context there. But, again, it is strong words, whether it's referring to him, whether it's referring to the team, certain individual players, whatever it is. I think you certainly understand that it is a commentary built out of frustration.
No question.
Not just for tonight. Yes, tonight, but not just for tonight.
The repetition of nights like tonight.
You're seeing so many things tonight. Mm-hmm. That you have seen at various parts of the season. I think earlier in the year, I would look at this first half and say you had first halves earlier in the season where you said you didn't score or you should have had more. I looked at tonight's first half and said you got one, probably could have had more.
Yeah.
I think you look at the situation coming out of halftime, not just the 46-minute goal, which is 21 seconds after the halftime whistle was blown, right? Not just that one, but the second one as well in the 59th from Zaha. You talk about the first 15 minutes out of halftime, and we're going to count that in that stretch of 15. It's right there at the end. But you concede two goals first 15 out of halftime.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that is not an issue singularly to tonight. That is something that has been an issue over the course of the season. And I just think there are so many other smaller things, right? Obviously, conceding goals in the first 15 minutes of the second half, that's a major, major issue. I think dominating play in a half like you did the first half and only having one to show for it, or at times this season only having none to show for it, that's a major issue. I think the frustration is also built on smaller things that maybe I'm not bringing up specifically that are also viewed as issues not just tonight, but ones that have been repeating time, and it's just the frustration.
Is it you know, mental focus on whatever level it is? Is it locking into your environment around you? Is it when the other team scores that goal from minute 46 to minute 60, not hanging your head and, you know, trying to build off of, okay, that just happened, don't let it dog you, don't let it drag you down, don't let it turn into something else, don't let it turn into quicksand. And we've seen that happen a lot, where one goal turns into two, turns into another, and it turns into something where you're having to chase. And then we saw it with three goals on the board for Charlotte, where Atlanta United is having to, two goals on the board, three goals on the board, and you're trying to chase the match. And so you're going to be getting transition opportunities available to you if you're Charlotte coming back the other way because you're sending so many bodies forward. So it is, there are a lot of different things, some of which are mental, some of which are obviously putting the ball in the back of the net, which I would consider a physical thing to do. So many things that have been repetitive in this season that we have seen from Atlanta United, and you know, as a coach, as a staff, obviously there's only so much that you can do. You can sit there and say the same thing 19 different ways, try to come up with the same messaging. You know, are you going to deliver the message this way? Are you going to deliver the message this way? What's the difference in delivering the message a third way? And, you know, you think that after a couple of matches it sinks in, but then it doesn't. And so you've got to try and regroup and figure out, okay, what went wrong and how do we address it? And so all of these different things that we've seen this season, it's just been one frustration after another in watching a team that had so much hope and promise attached to it, and so much hope and promise that was brought into it by itself with everything that was brought in the offseason, to see things where they are now, frustrating inside the club, inside the Children's Health Care of Atlanta training ground, inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and inside conversations that you and I have Monday through Friday, whether you're on with me or somebody else is on with me. There's frustrations across the board, and it's not something. It's not like it's something that's not known or recognized. It's just it's there, and you're trying to sit there and figure out, well, how to fix it, and you think that you had a fix, and then you didn't.
Well, let's go ahead and listen back to how this game played out. These highlights are brought to you by SCANA. For over 20 years, SCANA Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. Things were looking pretty good early in the first half. Just under 20 minutes in, an outstanding header for the Atlanta United midfielder and man of the match.
Squared to center spot. It's Morales starting to dribble down the right channel now and playing ahead to Almiron on the near touchline. Miggy dribbling down the touchline into the near corner, 1v2. Almost slipped it ahead to Hernandez. It's cleared by Marshall Ratti, but to Sleesh, who will send it to the back post. Header! Score! Tristan Mwamba! A beautiful team goal by Atlanta United to open the scoring in the 19th minute.
Head to halftime, 1-0 for Atlanta United. It did not stay that way for long. Just 21 seconds after the halftime whistle, and Charlotte found an equalizer.
Charlotte kicks off sharp to begin the second half and move from left to right. And here they crash down the right wing with Biel slipping it through to Vargas, cross the back post, and they score with Toklamani 20 seconds into the half. Atlanta United has been putrid coming out of halftime this year defensively, and they've given up yet another goal in minutes 46 to 60. And that was way too easy.
Yeah, he mentioned minutes 46 to 60. Well, this second one would also qualify. It is Wilfried Zaha in the 59th.
Here's Charlotte from left to right. Sent down the middle, Pep Biel. Attacking the central channel ahead to Zaha. Dribbles to the penalty spot. Shoots and scores. Atlanta pleading for foul. They won't get the call. And Charlotte has scored two goals here in the first 13 minutes of the second half.
And the pain would continue about 18 minutes later in the 77th minute. Pep Biel had a very nice statistical game, including this goal.
And he'll throw it into Toklamani. Gives it back to Toklamani. Back to Dumbia. Cut back pass to Zaha, who returns it to Zumbia. Back to Zaha, who's behind Hernandez. Walks into the box. Cut back pass to Biel, who scores. And Charlotte is going to win again at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It would appear 3-1 in the 78th minute. A second half collapse by Atlanta United.
United did their best to try and work their way back into this game. They set up an opportunity for chaos late with an 86-minute strike from Latte Loth.
Lennon from 30 yards and from 30 out. A cutback pass to Moranchuk. Look out, Zaha from behind. He squares to Almiron, ahead to Saba, inside the box for Latte Loth. Shot, and it bounces into the net. Atlanta United pulls one back here in the 86th minute as Latte Lott bounces it over Kalina and into the net.
A little bit of English on that one, gets it through into the back of the net.
A little bit of topspin.
Tried to get there with chaos late, but unfortunately couldn't find the touch needed to get an equalizer. Again, Kalina with a couple of really nice saves there in the second half as well. That is how this game ended up 3-2. Want to speak about some of the stronger performances for Atlanta United on the other side. Also want to welcome Madison Cruz, who has rejoined us in the press box, into the post-game show as well. So when we get back, it'll be John Nelson and Matty Cruz of Soccer Down Here and Abe Gordon taking you through the final couple of segments. A 3-2 loss for Atlanta United. In 5 minutes, the full-time report continues on Sports Radio 92.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
On the game. Welcome back in. Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz, and John Nelson here for the full-time report. Full table for the final three segments here. And we've got a lot of things to get to. It is a 3-2 loss for Atlanta United. And the situation is dire. The situation is bleak. There's no walking around that. But I also felt the same way through the last number of games a season ago when they found a way. So it's mathematically, I mean, at this point after last year, I almost want to wait until it is mathematical elimination for Atlanta United.
And that's what I'm doing. It's
but
like, it's not – you are going to continue – why sit here and say that it's over when it's not over?
And we're not, but we are going to do the math. And you are 13 points back of a playoff spot with 11 matches remaining.
Understood.
This is a team that has only been able to garner themselves 20 points right now. And so it is really, really difficult to envision them going on a run, especially because if you do play it out and look at the schedule, it is here and there, there are some very difficult games. You have a road game against Nashville. Seattle's coming in. They're very good. Columbus as well. San Diego. Inter-Miami is a road game. So it'd have to be an absolutely red-hot run for Atlanta United.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of running for Atlanta United,
gosh,
Bartosz Leish had a play in the 96th minute.
Gosh.
If you were on Twitter at the time and follow the right people, you guys know when that timeline is just like five different people tweeting about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially, that's how good a play it was. 96 minutes. Leish has run his you-know-what off for the previous 95, and Charlotte FC gets towards a breakaway. Derek Williams is kind of there and playing angles, but Leish runs, I don't know, 65 yards maybe at the time.
Yep.
To shoulder off the man, win the ball, and then runs another 40 yards to try and rebuild the ball back up to the midfield. You have the numbers, John, on just another wild output with the legs for Bartosz Leish.
Yeah, the amount of mileage that Bart put on his pedometer tonight. 8.17. Jason has the place to find this info. 8.17 miles tonight run by Bart Leish. His numbers on the night, and like I said, short of turning the player of the match award into the Bart Leish Memorial Award, that's why I gave it to Tristan tonight. But Bart Leish's numbers, again, 79 touches in a full 90 minutes, 58 to 65, passing at 89%. Four key passes for Bart Leish tonight. One accurate cross, 4 of 5 on long balls, 2 for 2 on the dribble, 9 for 9 on his duels, won all of his 8 duels on the ground, 3 times he was fouled, 2 blocks, 1 pick, 3 tackles. All of those different columns tonight for Bart Leish, who continues to show up week in and week out for Atlanta United.
Well, that's the reason why Ronnie Dyla, he was asked about it in media yesterday. He called him top. That's exactly what he said. Bartosz Leish is top. What he's able to do, you want him to be the Roy Keane of this roster, and I think he's slowly getting there in that point, but it's something that Ronnie Dyla said about him specifically. You know, he gets on him a little bit, trying to be a little bit more outspoken in some of the things, and, you know, he said maybe Bartek is a little bit annoyed with how much he is, but it's because he knows he can be better, and Ronnie Dyla said it. The minute that I stop screaming your name, I stop saying something, that's when you should be worried.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly for anything else. And I think Bartosz Leish has embodied everything that we need to see throughout the entirety of the 90 minutes. Just the fact that he's on maybe two, maybe no limbs at all, and he's making a sprint from one end of the 18 all the way over in the defensive half, in the attacking half, all the way to the defensive half to stop a play, then to keep the ball and keep it going. Like, that's the hustle, that's the spark, that's the energy that needs to be carried out throughout the rest of the time and the response. And I'll give credit, too. I think I've been impressed with the response after these moments. Again, Chicago, you were able to respond. You were able to come back and get the tying goal. It was a good response. Same thing tonight. I thought you had a good response to those moments, but you shouldn't be putting yourself in that position to even have those reactions and that response. Ronnie Dyla told me down there on the field, you had good moments, but you cannot give up 3 goals in the sequence that you did, especially on the counter. You cannot do that. Mm-mm. Defensively, you have to be better.
Yeah, and so it is a 3-2 loss for Atlanta United. And again, backs getting pushed even further up against the wall. When we come back, I do want to talk about Luke Brennan as well. This is a youngster who made his first start for Atlanta United. Ronnie Dyla, a little bit critical, not overly so, in his post-match press conference. But I thought Luke Brennan really brought something today. We'll talk about that on the other side as well. It is John Nelson and Madison Cruz of Soccer Down here, Abe Gordon as well. The full-time report continues live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz, and John Nelson of Soccer Down here. Recapping a 3-2 loss for Atlanta United. And Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently $4,000. Well, one of the things we talked about pregame was a couple of changes in the starting 11. Obviously, the return of Derek Williams was part of that. He comes back off of the injury list there. A couple of changes on the back line of the outside. Matt Edwards is in there. Ronald Hernandez is in there. And the one of the more significant names up front was the first start for Luke Brennan for Atlanta United in MLS play. Ronnie Dyla with a little bit of criticism in his performance. I didn't necessarily feel the same way. I thought Luke Brennan really did bring something to this offense. I don't know if it was just coincidence or it was because of Luke Brennan, you know, cause and effect type situation here, John. I thought he was brought in and did what he was expected to do, which is run at people and try and take guys on. Didn't always work. But there was something going on that left side. They were creating from there. They were overlapping. There was communication, coordination. It just looked a little bit better than it has.
And you had Luke Brennan working with the left-hand side of the attack with Matthew Edwards back at left back. On the night, it was 72 minutes for Luke, and it was 32 touches, 17 of 18 passing, 94%, two key passes, 2 for 3 on his crosses, 4 of 6 on his duels on the evening, fouled twice, 2 clearances as well for Luke Brennan. But you heard Ronnie Dyla say post-match that he was looking for Luke to be a little bit more assertive, aggressive, whatever you want to say, instead of retreating with a pass and bringing it back toward the edge of the 18. If he's in the corner chasing down the near side in the first 45, as an example, toward the corner flag, instead of charging inside the 18, Luke is playing it back out to cycle things back from left to right. And so that was what I think what Ronnie was getting into. He wanted to run at guys more. Yeah, he wanted him to run at guys more. We've seen that when Luke has had the cups of coffee late in matches where he's charging inside the 18. I think that Ronnie was looking for that from the immediate element of a start from Luke Brennan. So I understand where Ronnie was coming from in his thoughts about Luke in that first start.
I completely agree. I think Luke Brennan, I think just from seeing him with the twos, you've seen a big growth from him in what he's been able to do. I kind of agree, you know. Take some more of those moments. Create more of those opportunities. Don't be afraid to step up and do that. I thought Luke had some really good moments, but, you know, it's a learning experience. That's what you want from these homegrowns. You want them to take the experience and continue to improve as they go. And I think you saw it with Matt Edwards from the very beginning of the season, being thrown into that situation. We've seen him drastically improved over the last couple of games. And even coming in today, I thought he had a really good game, too. Efrain Morales is another perfect example, too, coming in and making an impact. Will Riley in the last matchup. That's what you want these homegrowns to do. You want them to come into these games and get that experience. That way, the next time they're in these situations, they can come in and they can be a real force and they can help out this team in those moments. And I thought they did that today.
One of the more frustrating aspects from my purview in this one is, and it's something I had asked for in the Five Stripes Countdown with you, Maddie, is get on the front foot and don't be, I mean, ultimately they were eventually chasing the game, but don't be looking for equalizers and looking for go-ahead goals. Take the lead on this team. I think this is the first time in 8 straight games, if my memory serves, in which you held the lead or in which you took the lead from 1-0. And you did that with Moyamba in the first half, and it just that sets you up, right, to play the way you wanted to play, and then it all completely falls apart with the substitution of Efrain Morales. Whatever the issue is, don't want to call it an injury, but the issue at halftime there, and it all completely falls apart. Takes 21 seconds for this game to no longer be an Atlanta United lead. 15 minutes, you're not even equal on that one, and then you go from there. It is a frustrating turn in the second of 3 home games. When we come back here, final couple of minutes on the full-time report, we'll talk about the next home match. It is a week from tonight against a very, very good Seattle Sounder squad. So we'll talk about that on the other side. It's John Nelson and Madison Cruz, the Soccer Down here. Abe Gordon, the full-time report. We wrap things up in 5 minutes on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta United drops another one, 3-2 this one at home against Charlotte FC. 60,005 was the announced attendance tonight. A fair amount of Charlotte fans in the building, somewhere between probably 2,000 and 3,500. The rest Atlanta United. And they had something to cheer for early on, but that certainly flipped in the second half as Charlotte found a number of goals there to take a 3-2 victory. Before we turn the page here to the next match for Atlanta United, a game next week against the Seattle Sounders. John, any final thoughts tonight on the performance in this one?
Well, I think the biggest thing coming out of this, in addition to everything that we've talked about, is I want to find out what the health of Efren Morales is going into this matchup against Seattle, where he has been a thorn in the side for Christian Benteke. He has been one of the folks as one of the center backs in this last couple of matches, where he has reminded folks that this is his real estate and not a lot of folks is going to take a lot of effort to get past Efra. I want to find out what the health of Efren Morales is getting ready for this matchup, where you're going to be going up against folks like Jesus Ferreira, Pedro de la Vega, and everyone working their way into the 18. I want to get to the bottom of this before Seattle comes to town.
Seattle picks up a 3-2 win tonight over San Jose.
Take the over.
Musovski with a brace in that one, and you just mentioned De La Vega with the third goal there. So that is a win for Seattle. This is going to be a tough game next Saturday, Matty. Seattle is a squad that is in the top four in the Western Conference. And again, as we look through a number of different barometers in the standings, being top four is important. Seattle barely clinging to it. LAFC could jump them tonight with a victory. So they're going to come in here with the mindset of 3 points are necessary, especially considering the way Atlanta United has been performing.
Yeah, you're coming in with expecting to get 3 points, and Atlanta United's also going to be coming to this one needing 3 points. It's going to be an interesting one. It's going to be one where Seattle is going to come into it maybe thinking they have this, but that also cannot be a good thing for Seattle to go into with a mindset thinking that you're going to win a game, because that you just never want to do that. But tonight, you know, getting a really strong performance, a 3-2, you allowed San Jose to kind of stay in it, though. You allowed that to happen in a couple of times. So that's something else. It's something to consider, especially with how Seattle has been playing. I need to do a little bit more. Listen, we'll do a little bit of research time with Maddie later on this week to get ready for that matchup and get some nice information and facts. But no, I mean, for me, I think from this matchup, I think one thing just from talking with Ronnie Dyla, from hearing some of his comments in the post-game press conference, it's you have to be better defensively in those moments. You cannot allow for a team to go in and get a goal within the first 10 seconds of the second half. You just cannot allow that. It doesn't matter who's on the field. It doesn't matter who. You cannot allow that. You cannot allow that to happen. You can't allow them to have two other opportunities on a counterattack. You got to be better prepared for those moments, and that can't happen. So that has to be cleaned up as well. But, you know, to build off of it as well, to give a little bit of a positive as well here, you did create a lot of opportunities, but you got to find a way to get on the end of those opportunities too. A lot of stuff to continue to work on and improve going into Seattle, but you got to start making those opportunities count.
One quick thing, Jordan Morris left the match after 16 minutes. That necessitated Danny Musovski coming in off the bench, and he got the brace tonight. So we got to keep an eye on Jordan Morris's health coming into the next weekend as well.
All righty, that's going to do it there for the full-time report right here on 92.9 The Game. Join us again at 6:30 on Saturday, July 26th for our next broadcast as Atlanta United will host the Seattle Sounders. Special thanks to Dom Taroski, our producer.
Thank
back
you,
in studio, and to Jake Cook, our on-site engineer.
Thank you, Jake.
For Mike and Jason, the voices of Atlanta United, and Madison Cruz and John Nelson of Soccer Down Here, I am Abe Gordon. Once again, the final today, Atlanta United 2 and Charlotte FC 3 on the full-time report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.